This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show, featuring insight, analysis, and a lot of stuff that's none of your business.
Hold on. This is the Big Biz Show. I think it is their business.
Making the markets work for you. Here's the man with the plan, Sully.
Oh, yes, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show is on the air. Great to have you along. Boy, we had our share of rain this last week and a half here, and I know if you are listening to us and watching us in the rest of the country, you're laughing at us. But I can tell you, when it rains in San Diego and Southern California, the news people get out in it, and it's immediately storm watch. So we've had nothing but storm watch here. Great to have you along. Of course, our new regional radio home here in Southern California, ESPN 1700 AM. Good to have you here. And of course, as always, great to have our national audience. We picked up a couple new affiliates nationwide. I know we've got another new affiliate in Boston. We are now in three affiliates in Atlanta. And of course, our latest KBSN up in Spokane, Washington. Remember those guys, Chris? Yeah! KSBN. I'm sorry, I'm going to get a letter from them already for screwing that up. Troy Hazard, TroyHazard.com is with us once again today. Here are his books for our TV audience: The Naked Entrepreneur. That's greatly overshadowed by future-proofing your business, real-life strategies to prepare your business for tomorrow today. And Troy Hazard, my good friend, joins us here today on the program. Troy, you're the international guy. So as long as you're the international guy, I've got to bring up NAFTA. So do we have Troy? Is he here? Where is he? I know, there he is. There he goes. Hi, Troy. How are you? Good to see you.
I pressed the wrong button. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, you pressed the wrong button. Oh, it was on your end. Fantastic. Good. So for once, it wasn't my guys that are drinking too much on the job. Well, actually, here's the problem. Is that Matovich doesn't drink, so it's Janicus that's drinking all the booze by it for everybody. So thanks for that, Chris. Okay. First of all, Troy, great to have you here. Lots of stuff going on in the White House this week, one of which is Trump renegotiating NAFTA. You're the international businessman. You're from Australia. You talk all over the world to in leadership positions to companies far ranging from Microsoft to Apple to Toyota to even the smallest companies. What is this? Who cares about NAFTA? Why do I care about this as a businessman or an investor?
Look, I think that the biggest story today was stepping out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, where it's not about one in, all in. It's about, I'm going to talk to you individually and do a deal with each and every one of you, and it won't be the right one, otherwise we won't just keep talking to you. And I think trade in general is about a big shakeup. Over the next couple of months, we're going to see him out there doing the right thing for the country in his entrepreneurial mind, which politically could be a little bit dicey because these guys aren't used to having this, one-on-one conversation. That's like what we used to do in the 70s. So there's going to be a bit of a shake-up in the next little while, but I think that he's actually onto something here. I really do.
Well, what is interesting about this is NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership sort of is a comprehensive agreement that kind of sets the rules of international trade. How does this, let's face it, we are in a global economy. If you want to talk about it in terms of as a regular investor, we talk about this all the time. Everything in this world is priced in U.S. dollars, making us the global currency, okay? So the U.S. dollar is a global currency. If you didn't know that, basically every country sets their prices based upon the U.S. dollar. And so we are the bar, and then everybody else compares to the bar. So it's always, what is it? Again, what's the euro against the dollar? What's the franc against the dollar? What's the Chinese yuan against the dollar? And so on and so forth. So having said that, since we are in a global economy, Troy, and because there's only a few times per year that we're in what I call a pure stock market. Pure stock market is when we are not listening to jibber jabber coming out of Washington about a debt ceiling or about extending any sort of sunset provisions that are going to affect our tax base. And then the other piece of it is when we don't have noise in Europe. Very very seldom does it happen where you don't have noise from Europe or Washington. Either way, Europe is a big deal to us because we are a global economy. So if we're going to upset the apple cart with the with the Trans-Pacific Agreement or even NAFTA, what does that do to us as far as economically speaking, in your opinion? And do you think it's a good idea? Because, you know, what do you got to lose? You're a green card carrier. You don't even vote.
Well, look, the main reason he's trying to stimulate this is to stimulate jobs back in America, to try and get more stuff built here, more stuff done here. I think, in part, that's probably got a success rate. But consider this, just because we're about stimulating the economy and stimulating more product coming out of the country and being more specific with our trade agreements doesn't necessarily going to make more jobs. Well, automation is taking over the world just as quickly as anything else. And so you've got to look at it and say, well, if I'm going to build more stuff here, produce more stuff here and have more specific trade relations with individual countries, does that mean that I'm still going to be competitive as a businessman? Okay. And the answer is maybe not.
Okay. And the reason being?
Well, it costs more to build stuff here. Okay. It's as simple as that.
All right. And once again, we're talking about the dollar. Now we've come full circle again. Once again, we've come down to the dollar. Troy Hazard's his name. TroyHazard.com is his website. China is ticked off, or is going to be. Japan is nervous. What does this do to you and I at the end of the day if China decides they're going to take their ball and go home? Does this matter to us as workers in this country? Does it matter to us as investors in this country?
Yeah, look, the fact that they're our banker is not helpful. That's probably one thing.
Well, the fact they own most of our debt too probably doesn't help either. Right?
No, not really. Not really. So look, I think there's opportunity for small business to compete. Because if there is a shift in big business, that opens an opportunity for small business to grab some market share because they're distracted by this stuff. This is a big move for a lot of big companies. They've got to rethink how they are managing trade around the world. And for them to stop and have that moment means that they're distracted. And while they're distracted, the smaller guy gets a chance to step in and maybe have a crack at the same money.
But what about those guys, Troy? And I know you've answered this question before. What is your opinion on the guy that doesn't do international business? You know, I mean, does it matter at all to that guy? I would argue that it does, because once money starts flowing, it doesn't matter where it's coming from or going to once the money flow starts happening, right?
Absolutely. So let me put me back in Australia 8 years ago. Every time the American dollar shifted, it affected the way we did business, whether I was trading overseas or not, because it has an effect on commodity, has an effect on everything that happens in and around your life. So, yes, there's an effect on the average Joe in the street. It's going to make a difference to how he buys, how he spends, his available disposable income, all of the above. It's not probably going to be as much as the people who are trading internationally, but certainly they're going to notice a difference because it does shift the dial in everyday life.
You know, the interesting part of this thing, too, is it's all about regulation. We've talked about this a number of times. And specifically about the tax stuff we've been talking about over this last week, the weekend inclusive, about lowering that corporate tax rate down to a 15 to 20% range.
Yeah.
That puts us in competition with the rest of the world. And people say, well, why do we care about the competition with the rest of the world? Because we want to bring these companies back to the U.S., right? I mean, those states that are going to continue with overregulation but have lower tax rates, boy, the net's going to be even. But those states that deregulate and have corporate taxes going down, you're going to see boom economies coming up in this country, I think.
Absolutely. So the argument is that, look, big corporate will just put it in their pockets. And, of course, they've got shareholders to answer to. And, yes, there'll be some knock-on effect that gives them a bit of a day in the sunshine as well. But they've got to compete. And if the other companies that are around in the same market, the same industry, are out there employing people, growing their business, stealing market share, then they've got to do exactly the same thing. So the competitive nature of business will drive them to drive the market and, yes, give us a boom economy, I believe.
You know, one of the as long as we're talking about fall small businesses, and I know I'm going to have you later in the week, but I want to start touching on this now. We don't have a lot of time. I got a couple of minutes here. I can talk to you about this. You know, you said this to me, and I don't know if this is true or not still, but I'm 90% sure that something like two-thirds of small businesses are going to fail within the first 5 years of operation. Is that still accurate? Is that still an accurate number? And does that number change with if everything goes right with this new kind of the new rules of the new administration?
I don't think the number's going to change. I think the reason that small business fails is because they're underprepared. They go into business with bright lights and blue skies ahead of them, and they don't look for the rainy day. They don't believe it's going to be as hard as it is, or they need as much money as they need to get themselves going. It's their own fault at the end of the day. Sure, the economy and the things that are happening around politically have a difference, but at the end of the day, they're just underprepared. So I believe that we're going to still see the same sort of failure rate, regardless of the tax rate.
So, and by the way, if we do see that failure rate, as you said, regardless of the tax rate, that doesn't really affect what's going on internationally. But then again, much like we saw during the Great Recession, or what I call the Great Correction, you're going to see people reinventing themselves in two ways. They're either going to go back to school, or they're going to start other businesses. And I think what we're seeing right now, by the way, is the fruition of all of those other businesses now that have hired people, and those people are now spending money. Troy, thanks so much, buddy. I appreciate it. Troy Hazard, TroyHazard.com. You'll see him again later in the week, and of course, future-proofing your business. You know, his show, Getting Down to Business, this weekend, still on Biz TV. Naked Entrepreneur, both those available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all major booksellers. Cannabis 101 coming up. Bo Haas with Green Grow Technologies. I'm going to tell you how CO2 and cannabis are intersecting, and why do you even care about that? It's the Big Biz Show. See you back in a second.
Wow, wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year? Whoa!
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever. It's Sully and Russ.
Cool.
Big Biz Show.
Russ on a plane back from Washington, D.C. We'll see him. Maybe we'll even hear from him today. Who knows? It is the Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, James Herson. Herson on Hollywood. Going to talk about everything going on in Hollywood. Did anybody hear that is the Secret Service investigating Madonna for what's that?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Are they really? Yeah. Wow, that's a frightening proposition. You don't want to say stuff like that. You don't want to like make comments like, you know, and you know, in airplanes, Washington, president, none of that stuff. You know, here's a safety tip for you. Don't do that. I would think. Sort of the number one kind of thing to talk about. Hey, listen, I was talking earlier today. In fact, in the last probably nine shows, I've mentioned this on at least one occasion, that the number one vertical and the number two vertical, and they are neck and neck, is cannabis and cybersecurity for stock investing. And I'm blessed enough to have met a real expert in the business, and his name is Bo Haas. Bo Haas, by the way, is the CEO of a company that is publicly traded called Green Grow Technologies. In fact, they are for our TV audience, there's the website, greengrowtech.com. But it's much more than a cannabis company, and they are publicly traded, by the way, GRNH. I get a lot of emails every time Bo is on with me. Asking what the symbol is in the websites, but they're much more than a cannabis company. They are a, and I believe their website even says, a world-class provider of eco-friendly green technologies. It, you know, they're basically indoor-outgrower, you know, agricultural science, I guess. Bo, would that be accurate, calling you guys agricultural scientists overall?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty much the one, huh?
Takes us across.
Listen, so there's a number of things you guys do, and I'm going to have you back later in the week, and we can certainly talk about those things. But one of the things I want to talk about, you've got verticalhydrogarden.com, which we'll talk about later. We've got BP Gardens that we'll talk about later. What I really want to talk about is I had someone call me after hearing your interview with us last time. And basically what they wanted to talk about was a thing that is called CO2 extraction. Okay, so in the world of cannabis, you've got recreational marijuana, which you've seen in a number of states, and you see medical marijuana, which uses CBD oils and so on and so forth. Where does the CO2 come in, and why do we care about it?
So the CO2 is conversion into oils, which they use for primarily like vape pens and a few of the marketing products that come out of the plant itself, because there's an ethanol or a volatile extraction that does for more waxes and stuff. But the CO2 itself is more for like the vape pens and stuff. But the markets are huge.
Right. So, and vape pens, like we said, we had a company called Da Vinci come on the air with us just recently talking about a cannabis vape pen. You know, the one thing that I think is interesting is, and I went back and did some research on you guys actually purchased a what's called a supercritical CO2 extraction machine. Talk about that.
Yeah. So the one, the machine we bought, the company happens to have a good technology behind it, because in extractions, there's multiple processes and phases to getting it to a raw form. The machine we bought happens to take it all the way to raw form one pass. Cuts out three or four processes.
So then obviously that's cost effective. The more stuff you cut out in the middle is more profitable as a company. And I'm talking about, you know, as you know, in any company, all investors are looking at bottom line stuff. Talk to me about though the product, because when I'm looking online here, and I of course, you know, the university of the internet's dangerous sometimes, but I looked at a website called the Cannabis Business Times. I don't know how credible they are, but they seem to be a pretty credible group. The Cannabis Business Times, this time last year, estimated that CO2 extracted CBD oil selling anywhere in the range of $40,000 to $60,000 per kilogram. That's a lot of money. Talk to us a little bit about that. Is that the mother load? Is that the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? Is there many more uses for that?
The whole end game, and whether you're doing the CBDs or the Delta products, it is going into the oils, because the multiples coming from the flower portions end up doing 10 and 20 time multiples.
You know,
it gets into the oils.
You know, and let's, you talk about multiples, makes me think about market size. You know, the market size for legal marijuana in the U.S. went almost to $7 billion in 2016 and is looking to go up towards a $12 billion in 2017. That's for the legal marijuana. What about medicinal? Do we even have numbers on that yet, or are we still in the phases that we're trying to figure that thing out, or do you guys have a grasp on the medical side of things? Because that seems like where the real money is going to come from.
It's going to come from both industries, medical and recreational, both of them.
Is it going to be
astronomical by now?
Is it going to be even though?
I think the numbers were already combined. Yeah.
The size of the market, obviously, the reason we care about that is because when you look at a company like GreenGrowTech.com, GreenGrow Technologies, or the other subsidiaries, which are by the way, VerticalHydroGarden.com. And bpgardens.com, when you start looking at those, it comes down to market capture, right? So the bigger the market,
right,
you capture a
right.
little sliver of it, you guys are hitting home runs on that thing. Are you concentrating?
We have CBD Ventures, too. I forgot to mention.
So CBD Ventures is
that machine. That's what bought that machine.
So CBD Ventures is the fourth sort of subsidiary under GreenGrow.
All right.
Bo, thanks. I always catch Bo when he's in the middle of something, but I call him at the last minute, make him come on the air with me, because he's the smartest guy that we know in the business. GreenGrow Technologies, you can go to greengrowtech.com. They are publicly traded under the stock symbol GRNH. You can also go to verticalhydrogarden.com. I will tweet all these out to our, I think we're almost up to 60,000 social media followers. I'll get all that stuff out to you guys, and we'll figure that stuff out. And then I'm going to have Mon again and again giving us a 101 about how that stuff works. Thanks a lot. Well, appreciate it, man. Bo. Haas. All right. We are in an upheaval here in this country, politically speaking, and this is where the intersection of business and politics comes in. I'm going to tap into James Herson. James Herson, of course, writes for Newsmax and his book, Tales from the Left Coast. He joins us next. It is the Big Biz Show, nationwide, coast to coast, TV, radio. Special hello to our new radio home here in Southern California, ESPN, 1700 AM. See you.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Profit and thought to yourself, I have a great idea for a product or a business, but I don't know how to get started? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea with Startup Bootcamp. This is a free online event Thursday, January 26th. You'll learn from rockstar CEOs, including Brian Liu, founder and chairman of LegalZoom, Vanilla Lopez, former CEO IKEA North America, and from Alan Wankus, who had an idea for a movie that became Straight Outta Compton. You have a great idea but don't know how to start? Sign up now for our free online event, Business Rockstars Startup Bootcamp. Free. It's Thursday, January 26th. You want to launch your business in the next 90 days? Learn how to get funded? Launch or grow your business. Go to businessrockstars.com and sign up for our free online event. You can do this. Businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Oh my goodness, live from the Jump Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Nationwide, coast to coast on television, on Biz Television Network. Radio, Biz Talk Radio Network. And of course, internationally, American Forces Radio Network in 175 countries and all the ships at sea. And let us not forget our Southern California home for radio, ESPN, 1700 AM. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your rock for retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance, better science, better results. Starbucks Coffee, Bloomin' Brands, and their fine family of restaurants, including Fleming Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Outback Steakhouse. And, of course, did you take a look at the fantastic-looking VTech four-line small business phone system, the perfect solution for small businesses that want to install a phone system that has the qualities and features that have previously only been available for companies with bigger budgets. This new system that you are looking at there online, the most affordable, the easiest to install four-line phone system on the market. You can expand the system, total breeze. It's wireless. It's got an auto attendant for each line. It's got an answering service for each line. It's got music on hold feature. How do you like that? Here's what it sounds like. Hold, please. And six-party conferencing. I've never had a party with six people, but you can on the VTech phone system for the entire month of January. 20% off. Just use the promo code. Well, you have to email me for it. SullyOnTheAir@gmail.com. I'll send you the promo code. Or just go to VTechPhones.com. Thank you, friend. Wow. Didn't we have a thing that said, your fingers are too fat? I can't find it. I knew we had, I think it was a thing we used. Was it for the flash crash that we had? I can't find it. It's over there somewhere. If I could see, I could find where it is. I can't. We had it. It was when I remember the flash crash. Somebody hit the button and we lost like 10,000 points. One day. Yeah, that's what it was for. I know I got it. Can't find it. All right, never mind. You want me to move on, don't you? I'm so sorry. James Herson joins us. James Herson wrote Tales from the Left Coast. One of my favorite guys. You can go to jamesherson.com. I read his stuff all the time on Newsmax. I've argued that he and I should start a website that says shutupandact.com or shutupandsing.com. And he is a lawyer. He is a law professor. He's an author. He is a media analyst. He's also a pretty darn good musician. He was with the Temptations, by the way. And hey, by the way, James, were you at the NAMM show, the National Association of Music Merchandisers? Or, is that what this is called, by the way?
I was. I was there. I was just there on Thursday. But it's an amazing, you know, very crowded show. But you always see the new products, and everybody gets gear acquisition syndrome, you know, that walks around.
Did you see Curtis Matovich there this year?
We weren't able to get together this year. We did last year. But I saw Stevie Wonder there.
I saw that on Facebook. Did you see that, Curtis? So, James, explain. In fact, Curtis is going to try to locate it online here real quick. But so you were there. Some guy was demoing a guitar, and didn't Stevie Wonder just walk up there and start singing?
Yeah, the guy was demoing a guitar, and he was singing Superstition. and he didn't know Stevie was in the room, and then he looked out, and then Stevie, who does this, he's a very sweet soul, but he'll walk up and play almost anywhere he is with all kinds of people. And he was over at the harmonica booth, the brand that he plays, Suzuki, just playing up there. Mm-hmm. He's a sweet guy. His politics are misguided, but that's typical of celebrities.
Yeah. Here's my question for you, with respect to this. That's a music industry show. Just open air indicators, okay? Was it busier this year than most? Does it seem like more people are going to buy more stuff? Because I know a few years back, the place was empty. So
yeah,
did this year look like it was teeming?
It's not. It's definitely not empty, but I would say it's on the upswing. Last year it was a bit on the downswing, and it's not. It's still a shadow of what it used to be. There's a number of the big manufacturers that have sort of scaled back in terms of their exhibits, because it's, they take over the entire Anaheim Convention Center and literally all the hotels in downtown Anaheim. And it's all the really big, music manufacturing is a huge multi-billion-dollar business. You think of companies like Fender and Gibson, and you think of the Japanese companies that come there, Roland, Yamaha,
sure.
Korg. And it's people from all over the world. It's amazing. There were actually a significant number of companies there from China with people that work in Shanghai, mm-hmm. that are making these knockoff instruments with various knockoffs, and they're getting better and better at it. So it's going to be, they're going to.
Now, James, does that mean, for example, when you say knockoffs, that's not pirated stuff? That's just, like, for example, there was a guitar company many, many years ago called Takamine, which was a Japanese guitar company, that they said was a knockoff of a Martin guitar. Turned out, Takamine made a great guitar and turned out to be a competitor of that Martin for a long time. Is this sort of the same thing that's going to happen going forth, or is this just a cheaper version of other stuff that folks want but can't afford?
No, it's getting better and better each year, as their manufacturing gets more sophisticated. They're making better and better instruments. And a lot of the Chinese manufacturing is used by the Japanese companies as well, and we know it's used by Apple Computer, but it's going to face a test here now under the Trump administration because he wants to bring jobs home, and it's going to be interesting to see how that affects. I'm not suggesting in this particular case, it's not that they're stealing designs, it's that they're being inspired by classic instruments. So they make a version of a Stratocaster, or they make a version of a Hohner chromatic harmonica. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it's cheaper and it's getting close.
Sure. The of course, James Herson on the phone, jamesherson.com. Let's talk about the economy, because I think based upon, well, and I do want to spend some time on that women's march that happened last weekend. I mean, first of all, I've never seen the vitriol on social media on both sides as I saw this last weekend. And just for the record, I just want to say this, is that two things. And I posted this very bravely yesterday. I said that I am organizing a national men's couch sit-in, and U.S. network television coverage started yesterday at 12:05 on Fox and CBS. So I was wondering who was with me on that for the NFL.
With you all
yeah,
the way.
Exactly.
A million couches.
Yes, exactly right. The other part was I did say this, and I was serious about this. I was tongue-in-cheek on the other one, but on this one I did say this. I said, as a father of two girls, can you guys also protest the rappers with the lyrics that demean women who are feigning and pretending to protest with you?
Yeah, how about those rap lyrics where the only kind of women are female dogs and garden utensils?
Yes,
how about that?
But
it, what's amazing is you had a bunch of people wearing funny hats, mm-hmm. With speeches by celebrities, which in one case is under investigation, Madonna, who should be under investigation. She just found out that there's a thing called incitement,
yeah.
and you can't just... Freedom of speech does not encompass the freedom to say you're going to bomb the White House.
Yeah.
And so she's under investigation. But you had Ashley Judd, who talked for a very long time, and no one can figure out what she was talking about.
What was she saying?
They had a meme on the internet. Some clever person took an old episode of Star Trek and had Captain Kirk and the crew watching the big screen, and Ashley Judd came on. And then they had to use the phasers to blow her away.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's they don't stand for women because they blocked women that didn't meet the litmus test that were pro-life women.
Right, right.
They don't really stand for any centralized issue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 50 organizations that are funded by George Soros connected with this. And we've seen it before. Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street.
Right.
And we go back.
Sure.
And they're using a term that they borrowed from Donald Trump, that Trump's been talking about recently. He called what happened in the election a movement.
Yeah.
So now these people are trying to steal that term and claim that what they have is a movement, but it's a movement without any direction, and it's like Shakespeare said, sound and fury signifying nothing.
Yeah, that's
there's
exactly.
nothing there.
No, exactly. James, stay right there. I'm going to keep you over because we have to talk. There's a couple things we want to talk about. I want to talk about the trade agreements that Donald Trump in just a very short time has sort of upended. I want to talk also about some of the stuff on Saturday Night Live last weekend, because that was another post I put up is, you know, leave the kids out of it, you cowards. I mean, that's part of this thing that spotted me. His name's James Herson, jameshurston.com. You can also go to leftcoastreport.com, or you can catch him on Newsmax. But he'll be back with us in just a second. We're talking about the intersection of business and politics, specifically out of Hollywood. Coming up next, it's The Big Biz Show. I'm Sully.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Jump Television Studios, The Big Biz Show, Sully's Biz Brew, our affiliates, and our hosts are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile selected publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. Most of these companies that we profile have provided compensation to Jump Television Studios and its hosts for the profile coverage. From time to time, we sell shares of the companies profiled in the open market that we receive as compensation for coverage of client companies, but never sell stock if we are speaking about interviewing or covering a public company who has paid compensation. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by contacting jumptvstudios@gmail.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available at the websites on the Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov, and or the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, at finra.org.
They wanted to win a medal in curling until they found out it had nothing to do with lifting beers. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Oh my goodness, Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. What a beautiful day. That's the definition of beautiful. Good to have you along today. I'm Sully. We're talking with James Herson. James Herson, jamesherson.com, of course, is his website. And let's not forget his stuff on Newsmax. James, I still think you and I should write a piece together for Newsmax. Today's offering from the Left Coast Report says, late night comedy still targets Trump. Boy, I'll tell you, when you start picking on the little kids, that's harmful. And when you just sort of, it's kind of getting old to me. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I read your article.
Well, there was a journalist from Canada, and there was a writer for Saturday Night Live that both posted tweets targeting 10-year-old Barron Trump.
Yeah.
And they got a pretty severe backlash, which they should have. and their Saturday Night Live writer was suspended indefinitely, which is a good thing.
It should be.
But you got to, yeah. I mean, you don't like Trump, you want to criticize his policy, that's fine. But leave his kids alone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and let's face it. Do you remember? Well, and do you remember what happened when I think someone said something about one of the Obama daughters many years ago, what she was wearing, or and it wasn't anything inappropriate. It was just something. It was a comment or something. And I remember, boy, I'll tell you what, the press got all over it. And this, the only people.
Oh, sure. No, the press, the treatment of Obama or the Obama daughters is it's a completely different world from Trump. And it's really interesting. You know, the news media will come out with an irresponsible, exaggerated, or fake story, mm-hmm. and they tee it up for these late-night writers to create what I consider to be brainwashing,
uh-huh.
Because what they do is create fictions and presume it to be true. I'll give you the perfect example, is you remember the phrase that was attributed to Sarah Palin all the time, and people have talked about it on the news, that Sarah Palin said, quote, "I can see Russia from my house."
Right.
And Sarah Palin never said that.
Right.
It was Tina Fey.
Mm-hmm.
She created it on Saturday Night Live, but it altered the brand of Sarah Palin. Well, they're trying to do that to Kellyanne Conway right now, because Kate McKinnon, who is a very talented, comedic actor on Saturday Night Live, who formerly she would imitate Hillary Clinton, now she's out there doing a song and dance routine depicting Kellyanne Conway as a liar, a prevaricator,
right.
who only does it because she wants to be famous.
Yeah.
What's
interesting too?
It will stick.
Well, what they were talking about last weekend was the ridiculous photograph that was taken out of context of the National Mall prior to or during Trump's inauguration, and compared back to Obama's inauguration. There were two different photographs. And if you compare the real photographs, by the way, this was the most watched inauguration in the history of inaugurations on television and on social media. But if you looked at the pictures from this year versus President Obama's, it was exactly the same. But the way they had compared two pictures together, it looked like the National Mall was completely empty.
Well, some of the reports indicated they took it earlier in the day when there weren't as many people, like early in the morning.
Well, there were two separate. I mean, there were even two separate photographs. One was of the backside of the Capitol building. The other one part was looking down towards, you know, from the Washington Memorial, looking all the way, or Washington Monument, looking all the way down. And what was really interesting about this is that who cares? And what Kellyanne Conway was trying to say is there were two. What Spicer came out with, which is the National Press Secretary, came out with, says, look at. You have your facts. These are the alternative facts. In other words, and what I think she meant to say was, these are the accurate facts. I think she misspoke. And boy, I'll tell you, they were just laying in wait. They were just laying in wait to pounce on that. Which I think, come on, you guys, do we care about this?
But Sully, the whole discussion of crowd size was used by the media to cover up a terrible thing that they did when a reporter tweeted that the bust of Martin Luther King was missing and had been removed from the White House.
Yeah, which was false.
Totally false.
Yeah.
And the reason they did, so they don't want to talk about that. And I don't know if you've noticed, but no one will talk about that. And that was the thrust of Sean Spicer's criticism of the media, was that they had perpetuated a false story that has a racial element. And the thing was, it was totally fake news.
Yeah.
And it was done in response to a true story, and that is that the bust of Winston Churchill
was put back
was
in.
Removed and is back.
Yeah, Winston Churchill is back in the White House. The other piece of this thing before I let you go today is that I don't know if you saw our new defense secretary, how many strikes on ISIS were done the very first day he was in office. Something like 22 ISIS strikes in the first literally 24 hours of being in office. So I thought that was interesting. We'll catch up on more of that. Hopefully, James, this will quiet down Washington. I beg your pardon, Hollywood. It'll quiet down on social media, and actually something will get done. James, thank you so much. We'll talk to you, James, in a couple days here. Again, jamesherson.com. LeftCoastReport.com, or just go visit him on Newsmax, and you'll see him there. All right, there you go. Good. All right. Hour number two of the program coming up. We're saying goodbye to our national television audience. And we're going to keep on radio here as we continue here. And once again, our radio home here in Southern California, ESPN 1700. Let's not forget the Biz TV Club, biztvclub.com. You can watch us 24-7 and all the other programming here on Biz Talk Radio Network and Biz Television Network, including my show, Ray Lucia's show, and all the other shows. Who cares about those? Chris Janikas, our director. Curtis Manovich, our assistant director today. David Kamatoy and Jared Coleman, our producers. Big Biz Show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,